Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a very silly story for you, and I cannot wait to share it with you. So the name of the story is The Man Who Didn't Like Animals. It was written by Deborah Underwood, and the pictures are by Liu Yun Pham. And it says at the very top, before there was Old MacDonald, there was the man who didn't like animals. And I have to wonder why he doesn't like animals. And I feel like the best way to find out, if you look at a book it fills you with a question, the best thing to do then would be to read the book and see if you can find the answer to the question. So let's get right on it. Today's story is read by Mommy. And what are you calling yourself?
Me.
Me? Me who?
Me.
Just me? Aw, I love it when you're you. Today's story is read by Mommy and me. We're very excited to have you, Me. Are you ready? Here we go. There once was a man who loved his tidy home and who didn't like animals. One day, a cat appeared.
"I don't like cats," said the man. "Go away."
But the cat didn't. The man liked sleeping in the sun. So did the cat. The man liked watching the rain. So did the cat. And he even says, meow. The man liked to eat dinner at precisely 6 p.m.
Meow.
So did the cat.
Humph,
said the man.
Maybe this cat isn't so bad.
And then another cat appeared.
Go away,
said the man.
I don't like...
But
meow, meow, meow,
say the cats to one another. And now he has two cats. One day a dog appeared.
I don't like dogs,
said the man.
Go away.
But the dog didn't. The man liked watching the sunrise.
So did the dog.
The man liked gardening. So did the dog. The man liked taking walks. So did the dog. And the dog says,
"Boof."
"Humph," said the man.
"Maybe this dog isn't so bad."
And now we can see him sitting on a park bench under a lamplight with his two cats,
meow, meow,
and his dog,
"Boof."
And then another dog appeared.
Go away,
said the man.
I don't.
But we can see what happened now. But he's back in his room with the big dog on the floor by his feet. And the little dog sitting on his lap next to the cat. And then the other cat is curled around his head. He's got two cats and two dogs. Next came a duck.
Quack.
And more ducks.
Quack, quack.
So now he has three ducks, as well as two dogs and two cats. Oh, goodness. And a chicken. And more chickens. I'm seeing he's got one, two, three chickens, one, two, three ducks, four ducks, sorry, two dogs, two cats, and a goat. And more goats. And a pig. And more pigs. And a cow. And more cows. Moo, moo, moo. And finally, some cranky neighbors.
You must get rid of those animals,
said one. This is not a farm, said another.
I thought you didn't like animals,
said another. The man had thought so, too. He called a meeting and the animals gathered round.
I'm sorry, but you'll have to go, he said.
And the animals filed slowly out the door, one by one. And we can see them moo, moo, they all say as they leave. But there is one last kitten who turns around and says, meow, as if to say, do I have to go too? As they grew smaller, the man's heart just broke in two. And I can't blame him. Why, he's got plates for each of them and nests and places for them to sleep and watering troughs and everything. Wait, he called. And he turns around and he runs out of his house. And they have a cuddle fest. Ah, he says as he cuddles them. Oh. And they delightedly cuddle him back. And we can see hearts all around them because they're so happy. The man loved his tidy home, but he loved his animals more. And so we can see him cleaning up the house, boxing up his things, handing over the plants to his neighbors, loading up his truck full of all the animals, and that's how it all began. Old McDonald's farm, he says. He's painting a sign. And all of the animals are there, singing,
E-I-E-I-O-R. Where's the kitten?
We can see one of the cats on top of the sign. Where the other one is, I can't imagine.
I know where he is.
Where?
Look at Old McDonald.
The other cat is tucked around his head, and they're very happy together. And I wouldn't...
McDonald really that cat really... The very first cat loves Old McDonald.
Right. Yeah. All of these animals, I think, have built a really positive relationship with him. And so he may be a man who didn't like animals at the beginning, but you know what I am learning here? What? Is that sometimes you may not think that you want something, but then when you get it, you realize, actually, I'm very happy. And I needed this in my life. And that, our dear friends, is... Do you want to say it with me? The
end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.